Okay, so this is lecture 3 in chapter 19. It's called Control of Eukaryotic Gene Expression. It's just a couple slides, and we're just hitting this topic really lightly. We're not even going very deep, but I just want you to make you aware that gene expression in eukaryotes like ourselves, can the control of it can happen at many places, and this first slide kind of shows all the different places it could happen. First of all, what you see, the picture is really good on the right here. It shows that a signal is entering the cell. So somehow the cell receives a signal. Probably could be some interaction with a protein on the membrane, which then is translated through a cascade of signaling molecules into the nucleus. Or maybe it could be even a something like a steroid that actually slips through the membrane and then connects with some molecule. But eventually, somehow, that signal reaches the nucleus and DNA becomes unpacked. Because, as you know, DNA is generally found in the form of chromatin, which is the double helix that's wrapped around these histone proteins. And when you wrap the DNA around histone proteins, you can't actually do transcription. So somehow you have to unpack the DNA. Once you do that, and you only unpack the segments where the genes are, you can then go through transcription. And we know that transcription, of course, is when you copy the message of, you know, basically what's on the DNA. You make, you know, an RNA, a message. And then that RNA, that messenger RNA, because it's a eukaryote, you have to process it, and you have to take the introns, and you have to remove the introns and then stitch the exons together. And once you've done that, now you have a piece of messenger RNA that can actually leave the nucleus with the message the way it's supposed to be put together. And so you transport that out to the cytoplasm, and once you're in the cytoplasm, that messenger RNA can be translated into a protein molecule. And then, of course, eventually, the messenger RNA itself is, once it's, you know, you've made enough copies of the protein, then the messenger RNA is degraded. And then another thing that happens is, we haven't really talked about this, but once proteins are made, oftentimes there's what we call post-translational modification of proteins, where you add other molecules to the protein to, you know, modify it in some way that will help it do what it does, you know. And that can be complicated or simple or not happen at all. And then eventually the protein, after it's used a bunch, it will become degraded as well. And so we can actually control gene expression at any one of these points. Now, we're not going to go into how that works today. I just want to make you aware that there's any of these steps we can actually control gene expression. And I'll probably be writing a lecture in the next year that goes into this in a little more detail, because we are now finding out a lot of cool stuff about how this works, and it's becoming more common knowledge and may appear on the AP Bio exam in the next few years, but I doubt it will this year, so don't worry about it. One thing you should know, however, is that chromatin, as we've described, this is the next slide, when it's tightly packed, we call it heterochromatin. Can you say that for me, heterochromatin? And you can see that here, and it's all really tightly packed, so you don't really see any double-stranded DNA that you can really get at. It can't be transcribed. But when it opens up in certain areas, that area where it's opened up is called euchromatin. Can you say that for me, euchromatin? And euchromatin, as you can see here, is the area where the DNA is exposed, and you can actually transcribe that section of DNA. So that's, you're going to need to know the distinction between heterochromatin and euchromatin. And that's it for this lecture.